Well, I am super nervous, so y'all pray for me. Turn with me to the book of 2 Kings chapter number 3. Glad you're saved this morning. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thankful for what we've already felt in our hearts and our souls this morning. 2 Kings chapter number 3. We'll read verse number 16. Start in verse number 16. The Bible says, "And he said, Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hands." Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. Thank you for the house of God. Thank you for your people, dear Lord. Lord, I pray for the lost soul this morning, dear God. I pray that you save them. Don't let them leave, dear Lord. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the blood. Everything that you do, we'll give you the glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Kings chapter number 3, Elijah has gone off the scene, and Elisha has stepped up. And just going to give you some groundwork a little bit. Misha, the king of Moab, Ahab has died, and Misha, the king of Moab, has rebelled and went against them. And the Bible says in verse number 5, "But it came to pass when Ahab was dead that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And the king Jehoram went out of Samaria the same time and numbered all of Israel." And so we get down in verse number 10, and three unlikely kings come together to get together, form an alliance to slay the Moabites. But along the way, they need someone that knows the Lord, and they come across Elisha. And the Bible says in verse number 14, "And Elisha said, As the Lord of hosts liveth before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee, but now bring me a minstrel." And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. In verse number 16, once again, "And he said, Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches." I want to look at verse number 16 for a minute, just a couple words to get us started. Make. Amen. That's a personal action. That means get to work. Amen. Don't sit around and watch others dig and serve the Lord and testify and everything else. It's a personal action. It means to get to work. And then we see this valley. It's a specific valley. Amen. We serve a specific God this morning. Amen. And he came to a specific place for a specific thing, for a specific people in a specific time of need. And I'm glad God knows exactly what we need in the time we need it. And then we see it says full of ditches. Amen. The Bible says full. Don't get lazy and stop at one little hole. Amen. The Bible said, it said, make this valley full of ditches. A ditch is a pit to gain water that's coming. Amen. It was sure that it was coming because the prophet said, "Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches and the water will come." So this morning, I just want to walk through this digging process just for a second. Amen. Number one, the appeasement and achievement was delayed. Amen. We normally as Christians want it now. Amen. We want it, but we're on God's time this morning. Amen. Brother Matthew, if I would have got, there's been many times in my life that if I would have gotten what I wanted at that point in time, I wouldn't be where I am today. I'm glad God's ways aren't our ways and his ways aren't our ways. Amen. But he gives us exactly what we need when we need it. Amen. Number two this morning, patience was required. Amen. They weren't given a time limit. The Bible says, he said, "Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches." Amen. He just said, just dig day and night. Amen. Lots of times man's patience grow low. And if you think about it, the longer patience goes, the more anxious man gets. They were digging every scoop of dirt they got. I wonder if water's going to be here. I wonder if water's going to be on this scoop. Amen. And so they got anxious. It causes frustration. The longer patience gets. Amen. They may have gotten bitter. They may have started doubting. I think about Luke chapter number 5. The Lord tells Simon, launch into the deep. Amen. And Simon, there, he tells the Lord, Lord, we've toiled all night and we hadn't caught nothing. But there was there's a semicolon there. Aren't you glad for the punctuations in the Bible? Amen. That semicolon was not as much as a change as a period is, but a slight change of direction. Simon said, nevertheless. Aren't you glad to the point in your life when you said, nevertheless, I'll follow you, Christ. Amen. At thy word, I will let down thy nets. Amen. Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. What seemed to be an impossible task with a delayed solution in man's eyes was just a lesson of patience from the Lord. I want to charge you this morning, just keep digging. Amen. If you're lost this morning, there's a shovel with your name on it, and God wants you to start digging for His glory as well. Amen. Number three this morning, the accountability of digging. I might hunker down here for a little bit this morning. I want to charge you, just get to digging this morning. Amen. To stop looking around to see if anyone else is using the shovel and get to work. We live in a world that is so easy for someone to look at how deep this person's digging and how deep that person's digging. Amen. And we forget that we got to shovel ourselves and we need to dig ourselves. Amen. We'd be in a real better place in life if we'd just worry about our own hole and quit worrying about everybody else's holes. I'm just charging this morning. Get to digging and worry about your hole for the glory of God. Amen. Glory to God. Now, not just one person was digging. Amen. All of them was digging. Amen. They were depending on each other. If you stop digging this morning, it's not just going to affect you. No man lives to himself and no man dies to himself. You quit digging and it's going to affect the whole body. And it can show on your face and your actions and how you walk and how you talk. You can tell when a man's quit digging, Brother Reigns. But I'm glad, glory to God, if you just grab the shovel and get to digging, amen. It's the past times where the water has sprung up in your soul. It gives you the unction to keep on going, Brother Jordan. I'm glad, glory to God, that someone in my life, glory, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Some people in my life have dug and dug and dug through every circumstance. You might be here this morning, and it might just seem like you just keep hitting dirt, 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 dirt. You might hit a root every now and then, and it might get a little harder to dig, amen. But just keep on digging. Just keep on digging. Joy comes in the morning. The water's coming. Just keep on digging, amen. Glory to God. Hey, man, I think about, they're all going to benefit from it. Amen. I think about all the times we've come into the house of God and we've come dragging our IV poles down the aisles and we get in our spot and we get in our pews just like every week and someone will stand up and say, I just want to thank God for all His goodness and all His mercy. Hey, I think about all the testimonies that's helped me go another mile just because they let me know, Brother Jamie, it's been worth every mile of the trip, and it's worth digging for. Glory to God for the water that's in the hole. The well is not dry this morning. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Testimonies, phone calls, text messages, mentors in your life. Hey, no man lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. They're all going to get hydrated. Amen. For the battle, amen. Glory to God. They're all going to get hydrated. Isn't it just amazing what a cool drink of water will do? Glory to God, to cool your life. Drink it from the spout where the glory runs out. I'm glad this morning that there's still water in the well, amen. Romans 14:7, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth in himself. Galatians 6:2, bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ, amen. Glory to God. I think about, I was talking to Brother Russell earlier this week. I think about Paul to Timothy. Amen. Paul writes the letters to Timothy before he exits this world. And Paul prayed for Timothy. Amen. Paul knew the tears that he shed. Amen. He knew. He had confidence in Timothy. He gave counsel to Timothy. Amen. Hey, don't be ashamed of Christ or his message. Hold fast to a sound doctrine. Amen. Remain true to your ministry. Amen. He challenges them to, hey, don't forget to stir up that gift that's within you. And Timothy's reading it, and he knows because he's been around Paul, and he's witnessed the glory of God around and what Paul's done, the mentorship from Paul, and how it must have meant to Timothy in the time of need he was in. Glory to God, it helped him go another mile. Amen. Paul dug ditches his whole ministry. Amen. And many are reaping from it, including us today. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, he suffered, but before the cause of Christ this morning, what seemed like dirt to Paul at times, in times of trials and fights and circumstances, is water to our souls today. Amen. To see him say, this morning, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Amen. I guess it's true. One man says one man's trash is another man's treasure. I'd like to say one man's dirt is another man's treasure this morning. There's water in the well. Amen. Oh, what examples. Oh, what debt we owe to those who fight the good fight of faith, those who dug ditches that we reap from today. We are indebted. Pastors mentioned it. Brother Russell's mentioned it. We've all are reaping from ditches that's been dug from men of God this morning. Amen. They had dedication in their digging. Amen. Their preparation was rigorous all day long, all night long. Look with me in verse number 20. And it came to pass in the morning when the meat offering was offered that, behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. Amen. He didn't give them no time limit. He didn't say, dig a couple hours and stop. He said, thus saith the Lord, I dig this valley full of ditches. Amen. Just get to digging this morning. Amen. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy joy cometh in the morning. Psalm 65:13 speaks of some valleys. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with the corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. Hey, there's corn in the valley. There's joy in the valley. And there's a song, praise God, in the valley. It's worth it, Brother King, to dig. Amen. I want to charge you. Don't put down the shovel. You say, I've been hurt. I'm going to put it down a while. Amen. I'm glad men of God hadn't put it down on me. Amen. They came and they kept on digging. Amen. They've got up and went through trials, and they opened up the Word of God and kept on fighting the good fight of faith. And we're reaping from it today because they struck water one more time that flooded our soul. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Don't quit, amen. Don't quit. Don't quit. You say, I got calluses on my hands. It hurts, Brother Jared. It hurts. I can't dig no more. I'm glad the Word of God, Brother Capt, has got just what we need. The Holy Ghost salve to put on our hands to keep on going, Brother Cam. Glory to God. God will get you through the fight, and the water cometh in the morning, amen. Don't quit. Keep on digging for the glory of God. Amen. Your work will be rewarded. Amen. They got water in the morning. Amen. Glory to God. No doubt. Amen. This prophet told us to dig. This prophet told us to dig. It's been 4 hours and I hadn't struck water yet, Pastor. Pastor showed us this in the Bible and I've tried it and it hadn't worked for me yet. Amen. But glory to God, if you just keep your Bible open, stay in your prayer closet and keep on fighting, amen, you'll see a difference. Glory to God. Amen. Their persistence, amen, was persistent, amen. I don't know if that made sense or not, but amen. 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 Got to have patience in the fight. Amen. Got to have patience. We give up. We got patience for everything else in the world, but when it comes to the things of God, we got zero patience, Brother Cam. Amen. It do us good to know that the victories, the battle's not ours, it's the Lord's. And sometimes God's teaching us a lesson through the valley to get us to a point where He needs us to serve Him better. Amen. God may just want you to dig deeper this morning. Amen. Amen. Verse number 20 in closing. And it came to pass in the morning. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad it came to pass? Amen. In the morning. Those long nights. Amen. Those long weeks. Amen. When you don't feel like it's coming. And it come to pass in the morning. When the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water. By the way, would you look at that? Water came. The Lord promised it and it came. Amen. How about that? And the country was filled with water. Amen. The persistence was rewarded. Amen. That's all I got this morning. I want to charge you this morning to just keep on keeping on digging. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.